Now, on the line now, I have Mick Bean, and he plays in the band. And the first thing, good morning, Mick, how are you?
Morning, all, how are you?
The first thing I'm going to ask you, is there a name in the band?
Oh, well, I'm actually a DJ, believe it or not.
Okay.
Go on, the name of Big Swing, I make now, that's I'll give you a quick one how that happened. It really is a few hours that was about the name, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we put a lot of care on. He's an Elvis tribute act there in Elvis now. He's Ireland's number one at the minute. And he's doing a fundraiser for me there a couple of years ago. I'm obviously on the sound for him, you know. And at the end of the show, when they're all going mad, sweet, he says, "And a big thanks to a Big Swing and Mick on the sound." Well, you know what? Nearly died and laughing. So I just stuck with it, you know. But even my kids say, "Dad, you have to change that name," you know. But I know it's stuck on there. It goes well. All your bells are raised, you know. So that's good.
It isn't it, yeah.
You know.
Okay, so how did you get involved with the hospice? And decide to do all this. It's a great thing you do. How many years are you doing? That's the first question.
Well, I'm DJing about 4 years, but I've always done a bit of charity work over the years. Like, mm-hmm. Myself, a friend of mine, did a lot of work for Bowman Hospital over the years, about 10, 15 years. Raised a lot of money, mostly through head shaves. And then I started to beat myself. I've done a stage and raised my CRC a couple of years ago, raised $3,000. I worked in a private hospital there. We've done another gig for a nurse that was dying.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to go on the Orient Express, so we ran that night with a head shave and a waxing, that type of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I lost my dad out of cancer about some years ago, and I didn't handle it very well, and still, you know, took a long time to get over.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the work they do up in the hospice is just unbelievable. So I just said, well, I have to do something. So every year I try to do something.
Mm-hmm. And you're a local lad, really, as well, aren't you?
Well, I'm from our town, really, living in Moreno now.
Okay, you've gone upmarket, as they say.
I try.
But on the serious side of it, though, everyone in their life within near reach has someone that has been touched by cancer. And as you say yourself there, the hospice, I've done it myself a few times, it does wonderful, wonderful work.
Absolutely. And you'd have to see it to believe it, you know.
And as well as the patients, what I really love about them, how they connect with the family and help the family along as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Like, one of the future things up the road is we're trying to do something for Christmas for them, but they don't want it. They're doing their carols and all that. So in the summer, I'm going to do we're planning to do kind of a summer party for up in the ground, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a few singers sang with friends of mine and singers, and there's a murder that I cared on, which I haven't told them yet. I'll hopefully get him up to perform at the summer for them, you know. So
yeah,
that'd be a good gig, and I'll give them their lift.
Yeah. Okay, you were doing a variety gig last Friday in Smith's. How did that go?
Yeah, it went fairly well. We done the Saturday was the fancy dress for the hospice, and then Vincent himself had a night himself for his own locals. So that went fairly well. They packed the house both nights, so that was good, you know, and that would get more crowd in for me every second Saturday, you know.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any problems getting people to help you out? Any difficulties at all?
No, like Sharon, you know, she does all the PA work for me, like puts all the envelopes in and the print and found the tickets and all that. She does great work like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the locals themselves, like that, they're quite good. They're very supportive. The lads have been seeing, like Clive, Lawrence, Declan, Nolly and Cole, they're always there, up entertained, and they love it. Put their hand in their pocket is great, you know. Great support from them.
Now, when you're doing the charity work, do you do it as a DJ or with the band?
What we do is, you know, because like the fun, play a card, right, take a pick, and then a bit of karaoke. They love that karaoke.
Mm-hmm.
And bit of dancing at the end of the night, you know. And we started off with a small crowd, but we're getting a bigger crowd every week as it goes on, you know.
Okay.
But the whole thing's about fun, the laugh, you know, it's what it's all about.
It's having a bit of fun, of course, along the way. Have you any idea how much money you've raised over the years?
Well, we've over the years, I couldn't tell you, but since Smith's been in now, since 6 months, and we've raised a little over $2,000 in 6 months.
Wow.
It's not bad for a small crowd, you know, one day. We are getting bigger.
Okay.
You know?
And the hospice, what you were talking about there about Christmas, what else have you got planned? If they don't want to do it and you're waiting until summer, do you switch to some other charity?
No. We'll keep going every second Saturday in Smith's. And the head shave is a great thing, right? It's easily done. Very little cough and doing it. So I'm going to do one with them next year. Get a few at the disciples, as I call them.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a head shave and a wax. And like, if I done one day, well, I didn't do it actually, only MC'd it.
Don't mind the head shave, and it's the wax now, it wouldn't be too far.
I got me back to one that had it. But I only MC'd that night in the Goblet about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
I did a bit of DJing after it. And the lads raced over $4,000 in one night, which is absolutely fantastic, you know.
Okay.
It's great. You know, so that's one of the own next year. And okay. A talent night I'm going to do as well in the new year coming.
Okay, and Smith's coming along with this as well. Is that the only venue you're doing, and have you other places as well that
that's the only venue
that jump on board?
No, I'd be looking, hopefully now anyone's listening, be happy to go up and talk to you and do it. But Vincent is great, I have to say, Vincent Smith is very good. And all the staff, Sue Toms, John, Mary Lynn and Lee, they're very supportive tonight, you know, and always give us a hand, so right here.
And would you go into the hospice often and look around and have a chat with some of the patients?
I try not to, because it does be upsetting a bit, you know.
It is indeed, yeah.
But I'm going to do that gig in the summer for them, you know, so I'm looking forward to that. And I said, I have a few celebrities that would have a look, you know.
Yeah. Local hands,
and hopefully Ciarán, if you're listening, we'll get them up, you know.
Yeah, I understand that part. But I always remember when I was very, very young, I was in a group that used to go around all the hospitals. I can't remember the name of it, but I remember we went down to the children's hospital in Finglas, and I just said, I can't do this. I did it once, and that was the end of it. I just couldn't do it. It was heartbreaking, so I understand how you feel about that.
The ones on the CRC and it's really rambling. I've waited down to see the facilities, and I swear when I walked out after, I wasn't right for a while. That's why I like to do stuff like that. It helps, you know.
But of course, doesn't it bring home to you, though, quite a lot, Mick, how much work and how great that the staff are?
Absolutely. Like, well, you moan about not having a few pounds and your hours of working and your hours are cut and all this carry on. If you walked up there and had a look around, you'd have a whole different look on your outlook of life, you know. You know, it's really are special people who work in these places, you know.
Yeah. And it's great the work you're doing as well, I have to say. So, do you have a website so people can look up and say, well, okay, what's Mick doing next?
It's Big Swing and Mick at gmail.com. See, everyone laughs at name, which is great, you know. It keeps in their head, you know.
Okay, it's great. It is great,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, it's Big Swing and Mick at gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay, so people can look up there, and do you want to go and get the wax?
They get me on Facebook as well. See, Facebook is very good. They get me on Facebook as well. Search for me, got the Big Swing, and they
got on that as well.
Yeah. And there's a few videos of the nights and fellas up singing and myself doing a bit of that while trying to, you know, and stuff like that. You get videos and stuff on it.
A curious question. Do you ever get any of the women that volunteer to get waxed or get the head shaved or whatever?
Very few. We've done one there in the Gopper there, it must be 10 years ago, and we got one woman up to do it, and then she chickened out at the end, and I said, listen, get up, I'll get me head shaved with you.
Yeah.
And I sat there beside her, and the two of us got a head shaved, you know, and she raised, I think it was £1,500, I think she raised.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, the way a lot of blokes are very precious, men are very precious about the hair, but women even more so. Hard enough to get the men.
Absolutely, it is. But like, there is a great support now. But I'll give you a quick laugh. The first time we done it, we came back from a football match there, though. Dad wasn't long there, I reckon. And there was a head shave on in the Gobbler pub. I said, what's going on? What's going to do? I said, oh, no, I'd love my hair. I swear to God, it wouldn't pass a mirror. And if it wouldn't go to the house unless it was right. But anyway, I said, no, thank you, I said, right. So I went around with a glass. It could be well known that I'd be regular in there. I think about £250 at the time, I think it was. And I got my head shaved. I went home, told no one. What did you do with the hair on the stage? And the kids, what did you do with the hair? You know, that's what really got me started. You know?
So, did your wife buy you a lollipop and call you Kojak?
Kojak, yeah.
Listen, Mick, give us those websites again. I'll write them down and I'll give them out.
Okay,
no, Big Swing
and Mick on gmail.com, and you also get me on Facebook. Just look me for Big Swing and Mick.
Okay, because you have some things coming up, I'm sure, for Christmas. I'll keep an eye out for that big summer thing you're doing next year.
Yeah, no, we let you know. I'm just letting you know that. But we're playing tomorrow night in Smith's. If anyone's helping, they'll put a bit of laugh and a bit of things on. You're more than welcome.
Okay, that's a Smith's tomorrow night. Listen, Mick, thanks very much, and I hope to talk to you again. If you just stay there for a sec.
Thanks.
Thanks very much, Mick.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.